We've been following the year-long protests in India that has been at the focal point of the news, where tens of thousands of farmers had been contesting a law. Now we've seen the development that the Indian Parliament has voted to repeal the farm law, and this has been a huge U-turn from Modi. We pick up on that this afternoon. We joined by associate editor at the IANS, India's largest private news agency, Navidatta Kandikar, who joins us this afternoon. Good afternoon, greetings, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I am Navidatta Kandikar from IANS, India's largest independent news agency.
Thank you for joining us. Last week we heard Modi was taking a U-turn on repressive farm laws. What has happened so far?
Well, that U-turn was, so to say, because the government had been saying all along that it wants a discussion and it will not take back the farm laws. But then on November 19th, Prime Minister made a sudden announcement that it's ready to repeal the law and also take it back in a constitutional manner. And accordingly, yesterday, that is Monday, the government passed the Farm Law Repeal Bill 2021 in both the houses of the parliament, the Lok Sabha first and the Rajya Sabha.
The farmers' protest continued even after the announcement. Why is that?
Yes, that continues, and a decision whether to continue further or not would be taken on December 4th when the consortium of the farmers group, that's called Sanyukta Kisan Morcha, would be meeting near the Delhi outskirts at a place called Singhu Border. The demands that the farmers had all along been raising started with the main demand of repeal of the three contentious farm laws. But it also had several other demands, and the foremost being the legal backing for MSP, that is the minimum support price for the agriculture produce. And then there were other demands such as compensation to the martyr farmers who lost their lives during the year-long agitation, rehabilitation of their families, withdrawing of cases against the farmers that have been lodged across all such demands. So the government has only repealed the three farm laws. There is no word as yet officially from the government about the other demands.
Yes. Now, you know, what is your view as to the reason for the repeal of these words, these laws? What is at the, you know, the heart of this change?
Well, there have been wide speculations, and nobody is saying it on record from either the government or the ruling party, that is the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. But what we have heard from people who have covered the party is that the government had looked at its prospects at the forthcoming assembly elections. And there are these two important states, the Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, where the state assembly is going to have elections early next year. And when the government assessed its prospects, when the party assessed its prospects, they felt that the things have gone a little too far with this farmers' agitation. And so naturally they had to do some kind of mitigation measures.
Does that show us, you know, what an important role farmers play in India and perhaps, you know, the influence that they may have in the electorate?
Yes, even by the government data and records, almost 80% of India's population is still dependent for their livelihoods on some or the other way of farming or farm-related things. And naturally, it is a big vote bank. But as we have seen over the last few months, the farmers' agitation has gained much more frequency or the resonance in these northwest Indian states than any other parts of India. The Punjab and western UP being the two most prominent areas. And these are the areas from where these states are going to be for the elections, assembly elections soon next year.
Yes. The fact that the farmers had succeeded in getting the government to, repeal the laws that were put in place after having protested for such a long period of time. Will this give others the idea that if there are issues that they have with government, by prolonging and persisting with protests, they may also be able to achieve similar outcomes?
Yes, these things are already being talked by a lot of civil society groups and some of the politicians also. That also includes Mr. Asaduddin Owaisi, who has been demanding a repeal on the CAA, the Citizenship Amendment Act.
Yes, so that is certainly something that we will look out for, the Citizen Amendment Act, an issue that is usually contentious. But, you've made reference to the elections that are coming up, the fact that this may have a role in that. In terms of the Modi government overall, do you see, things in the elections being similar to the previous elections, or could we expect some sort of change?
I have personally not been to either of the states where the elections are going to be held. But right now, what I hear from my journalist friends and from some experts who I have spoken with in Delhi, apparently there's a divided house. There are certain things that are clicking for the government and there are certain things that are going against the government. Things would be clear only in the run up to the elections, further up, possibly early 2022.
Yes, so that is something that we will look out for. Navedita, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. We appreciate the insight that you've shared with our listeners. Thank you for availing yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye. So that was a journalist all the way from India giving us insight on the situation in India. And the biggest story is obviously the fact that the farmers had protested for almost a year. They came out consistently. And, this is really a story of persistence, that they came out and they came out. And you can imagine it must have been at a great cost to them, the fact that they could have been working their lands, they could have been engaged in earning their own livelihood. But they stood firm, they stood united, they persisted, they pushed hard, they maintained what they were standing for. And eventually, the Modi government had to give in. The Modi government had to give in, and that is certainly a victory for them. But obviously, they now using the momentum of the gain that they have to further establish things that are in their favor. And that is something that we will watch out to see what comes from this. 26 minutes past.